Hi, and welcome to Prosody, WYEP's weekly show featuring the work of poets and writers. I'm Renee Alberts, guest host of Prosody, and my guest tonight is the poet Sophie Clarr. Sophie Clarr, author of the chapbook Blank vs. Recovery, was born in Pittsburgh in 1983. Currently an MFA candidate at the University of Houston, she is an associate poetry editor at Gulf Coast and the chief poetry editor at Gigantic Sequence. Her Pushcart Prize-nominated work has appeared in journals such as 42 Opus and Diagram, and is forthcoming in The Normal School and others. Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Sure. So do you want to start us off with some poems?
Yes. This first one is called For Derek, Missing for 8 Months. Dear body who winter swallowed, I stood at the edge of your time zone and knocked. Darkly the rivers go. Dear saffron, dear scrawny, quit me. Dirt frothed in the jaws, the virus whispering, this way, no, this way, follow me. Come back to me, shadow. The knocking comes back into the train, watching a man dance into his own broken music, his frame as slight as yours. Tell me about crystals. Tell me about the end of the world. Every mad place you've gone and left me here without. Dear non-ghost, dear, I have 3 stars cut from my tongue. I have 2 tickets to see the show. I had something left to say. I forgive you. I do not forgive you. This next poem is called Something, Something Gravity. If you were a tweaker and I were a runaway, then this would be Vegas or Gainesville or Nashville, and we would be club-worn, and then we would come too. Low motel, thin carpet peeled at the baseboards, the smell of traffic. And we would have names, we could say them aloud, we could try to make new names, hook our knuckles into the other's mouth for names that made sense. This makes sense, doesn't it? This floor, this field, this room. This thin blanket kicked to a crumple. This raw space between us. You'd call your cook. I'd trawl the lobbies of nearby motels, bumming smokes. A hit, a line, a bump, a trick, a turn, a job. Sign of a shoulder, sign of a wave. And the sunset would burn brighter with all this smog, but I don't need another mask, another code word for longing, a life to step into. Here, the real story. Something just offshore. Something we've just learned about gravity. It doesn't work like loneliness, but more like horizon, like a field we could come to. We could name it. We could say it aloud. This poem is called All Further Departures Have Been Cancelled. Perhaps the idea was to mourn everything before it was gone, so when it was gone, damn, I would be a good mourner. Absences hung at the edges of my coat. Moths hurled themselves at my eyes, sensing beyond the pupil some deeper darkness. All autumn I mourned autumn. Collected tears to transcribe the particulars. You were no exception, but without you, all was gray. The sky was flat. Terrible claws came with silence. The difference between sorry I had to go and sorry I went, a thin line to walk in the artificial gloaming. I became a call girl of sadness. No longer could I open doors or jars. Sick men lapped at my palms like scientists, starved for absolute zero. This poem is called Then, If, and Now. Which boy sweet sweat and tongue? How many did you let slip into you after the fact, because of the fact? Free weed, erasure. You lived on sick luxury, a family allowance, each swallow slow hate. Money kept you lazy, untethered, and AIDS ain't what it used to be. But, dumb girl, dull hetero, what do I know? not how many meds nor how many names, not how many mornings your body tore into its blessings. I know nothing, except for a time there was consolation between us, a net we fell to, like music I thought protected me from being just another name you'd burn. How many times did we skim Pacific Central Standard Time? Yes, it tore in me today. The crowds were fast. I was alone. I thought of you. I know your silence isn't about me. It's given me time to wonder, but no equation keeps. Each bright part slips behind me like other skins, while the missing you stands bright, this blinding, airless absence. This is what I know. There was then. There was if and now. We are a type of nobody. As far as I can tell, it just happens. The crack between people, all moving and caring and crying some days simply because the grocery bag has split. And there go your eggs, your milk, your kale, your life spread across asphalt, and the strangers trying not to stare, but staring, not helping, just staring, then moving slowly away into their lives. My bunny, my brother, where did you go? I whisper your name into a hat, but no magic. Then I whisper your name into my hands. I press my hands over my eyes and wait.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Prosody. I'm Renee Alberts, guest host of Prosody, and my guest tonight is the poet Sophie Klar, reading from her work. Sophie, I want to ask you about this frequent use of letters or of dear someone in your work, and a lot of the speaker directly speaking to someone.
And
I wonder if you can talk about that use of direct address in your process and how that comes about.
Sure. Well, I have a hard time with people. I think that my best relationships are always partially in my head. So especially not with family or whatnot, but I think as a poet, maybe as a sort of creative, wacky person, a lot of maybe every relationship, a lot of how we interact with the people we know is we have an idea of them. And we interact as much or maybe more with that fictional part of that person as opposed to that real person. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I'm having a hard time putting my finger on it, but I sense something like that in your work where there's this idea of, you said erasure in one of the poems, and there's this, idea of erasure and these sort of abstract ideas that come in. And then there are these facts like the groceries on the ground. Mm-hmm. And I think that you do some quick movements between those things. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I recently was talking to Kevin Prufer, who's on faculty at University of Houston. He's a new faculty member. And I showed him some poems, even though I'm not in his workshop or anything. It just sneakily, very sweetly went and said, "Oh, please look at my poems." And he said he looked at them and we had a nice conversation about the poems I'd shown him. And he said, your poems really don't have a speaker. They have a thinker. So, and I think that's part of the erasures that you're talking about where it's connected to that idea of, of talking to a you always, speaking to that sort of imaginary you, thinking through what am I actually trying to say? And then going, oh, but right in front of me, there's a bag of groceries.
Okay. So it's that sort of crossing back and forth between those worlds, the interior and the...
Yeah,
it has a really nice effect of sort of Thank pulling you in and out of these images.
Thanks.
Can you read us some more?
Sure. The next couple poems I'm going to read are very Pittsburgh poems for me. I wrote them all when I was living in Wilkinsburg last year. This one's called Poem for the Sixth Day of Snow. At Coney Island in the movies is a good place to start a poem about loneliness. A poem about loneliness is a good place to find a silver earring shaped like innocence, by which I mean a star. A star is a good place to sit dressed like a mime speaking to a fox. A fox is a good place to start. To start, one must wake up. To wake up, one must wake up. If there is a demon weeping on the edge of your bed, give him a name. To find a name, whisper into a well. To find a well, walk beyond the fields, into the dark weave of trees. In the dark weave of trees, there is a lion, the color of light, coming through gold curtains. Nickel, shadow, ticket stub in the pocket of an overcoat, shoes dreaming of a dance hall, wind in a small room, snow in the cracks. What did you want from your life? Dream of me as a child, coming to you across the lawn with a firefly in my fist, its light bleeding out as I reach for your hand. The Nightlife. Dear unmet landlord at 18 Rista Court in Orinda, California, thank you for this one room, kitchen and bath in the old Victorian. In the alley once, police cars left their lights flashing and woke me. I counted 6 cops and 2 men in handcuffs. With my head like a small bright parcel, I moved from the mattress to the kitchen, where there's a wooden child's desk, where it takes a lot of bending to make any sense, then came back to the window with my glasses. A real bird clutched a real branch beneath the real swollen moon, and its song made a door in the night. There was nothing small about it. The men in handcuffs seemed unhurried, as did the cops. There was a noiseless precision to the whole animal of it. I held my breath. I was sure if they knew someone was watching, the sound would rush back into the scene. Somebody might get hurt. So I watched, like a comma in my nightgown, hoping the noise in my head would not distract the men from their world, which was perfect, even as they went away, one car after the other, and the men who had been handcuffed leaned together a moment, then they too moved back into the night. Dear unmet landlord, here in the northeast corner of the house, some days the wind is very strong, and this apartment may sail away, stink bugs, rainwater, and all. How it works. Dim light before. Dim before the heavy doors. Pushed outwards, the way we always left the church at night. The slowness snow made. Voices only passed over me, like dim light would spill over dark trees, the wet pavement, how we always left. I wasn't well. In folding chairs, in the crook of palms, the church at night. In flasks concealed. Failures of language held in language of failures. In the basement, your body brims light, not meant for only me, became for me a craving. I took it home, where sometimes it was knife, sometimes balm. We always leave apart into dark trees. We leave by rising from chairs to the stairwell to the swept hallway of the church at night. To arrive at the heavy doors in crooked sweat. Outside, the snow refused to stay. I wasn't well. I squinted, stranger. You became a seraph. Bodies lingered outside the church, against the hour, not late enough to feel safe, trying to make it home with a name, with a piece of a name. Invisibly, in every city, we stand at the exit of a church at night. Glazed light, yellow smell of must at the exit. I have promises that feel impossible. Dim light, my life before, it was this. From the other side of the door, I heard your voice. It's blew past through me, / the heavy door. I pushed to spill the light against thick coats and traffic stripping sound, the wet street while protesting. I'm not strong enough, meaning I am tired. The woods are lovely. The black dog is winning. I'm not strong enough. And you replied, yes, you are. Yes, you said, you are. So quiet, not unlike the way one pulls a limb, dislocated, away from the body, to snap it back in, the moment faith is no longer optional. Snow swept against us all, against the stones, dim light of before the church at night. Poem for sober men. Weight of your faith, a musk thickening the cliched basement. You speak quietly for a man in mechanics blues, crisp suited, windbreaker, bright sneakers, bike jacket, jeans low slung, clean polo, courtroom shoes, light t-shirt, wire glasses, or white thermal, whose torn shoulder reveals a tattoo's shadowed curve sung by a needle that pierced your flesh but not the numb film painted over your life. The brush, a raising glass, the film of ash and promises, fluorescent night breeze streaming through hotel windows, traffic streaming below. Or you are part of the traffic, reeling from light to light, diving under, waking cramped not far from home, or waking at home not cramped but far and gone. Routine fumble for keys, wallet. Used to be I could sleep anywhere, admired the snail and the turtle, turned my long coat over my knees and curled against what bus station's dirty wall, what smooth edge of a loading dock drunk exhaustion brought me to. Once woke, leaning back on the wide pillow of an 18-wheeler's tire, and something said, "Get up." Later, I learned to call it God. You nod and catch my eye. Speaking of walls, women you punched into once, how once bruises bloomed along your skin, mysterious as the night before. I begin to dream of your eyes, your body before my love's. His faith a language I don't understand, our faith a language we've been broken to.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Prosody. I'm Renee Alberts, guest host of Prosody, and my guest tonight is the poet Sophie Clarr. I hear a lot of this tension between questioning and these statements that the speaker makes. There's "What did you want of your life" is something that I heard in one of the poems, and another, in that last one, you said, "Later I learned to call it God." Mm. And the idea of faith comes up again and again. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, sure. I guess you're asking about questioning, asking about questions.
Yeah, I think so. And the sort of back and forth between the questioning and then there's also this knowing that I hear too.
Yeah. Well, I think there's an interesting, you know, personally, I've gone through a lot of hard, difficult times in the past 6 years or so. And much of that has had to do with faith, with coming into a faith or struggling as an intellectual with what is faith, where does faith lie in my life, what do I have faith in, and essentially you have to have some sort of faith in something if, as an artist, is sort of a person driven by, you know, what am I driven by if I don't have a type of faith. Mm-hmm. So it's a complication that exists in my head all the time. Sometimes I worry that I'm writing the same not, you know, the same poem, but it's not different enough. You know, we're always writing the same poem anyway.
No, I think there's a lot of difference. And I mean, I hear some poems, like this poem for sober men.
Mm-hmm.
It's very descriptive. There's a lot of direction to the person the speaker's addressing. And then there are other poems sort of similar to the ones that what came up before with this idea of sort of moving between metaphors. And it feels like it's more grounded in image.
Right.
Is there a difference in how you approach those two?
Between, between...
I'm saying that sometimes I hear more clarity. It feels more grounded in event, maybe, or whether fictional or not. And other times it seems more like the thinker that you mentioned before.
Yeah, that thinker it just wants to squash the faith. I think that's really it. If the thinker in these poems is either trying to make sense of faith, which is really pretty useless, or I think there's a lot of there's basically about a million different pathways that, you know, the thinker, we'll just call it the thinker in my poems, wants to take regarding faith. So if it is speaking to a specific you, say, and the you is inciting some sort of crisis, that's a poem with less faith or with a crisis of faith. Versus the poems that have a deeper certainty, I think sometimes come when there's not a you.
Okay. So that's interesting. So it sounds like the ones that are more intensely questioning are the ones that have almost a more direct voice.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because we see ourselves reflected in other people,
mm-hmm.
or our ideas of the world reflected in other people. And if those people are questioning their faith, then...
Well, a whole lot of years.
Right.
All right, let's hear some more.
Okay. Speaking of faith, let's see. This one is called "The Closest I Come to Prayer These Days." Ha ha. Tell me, shimmer and growl, pull names for skin from your breath's sweet knot. Sugar, meat, the city's rot. Each constellation so clear with the streetlights burn out like this. Last night's rain swelling the collapsed porch into a new insect life. 13.5, stenciled black above the underpass, catching light as if it means more than the height one would fall from if stepping just off that rusty divide. Be ugly, be delicious, failure, O fire and thorn. A thick, tiny music insists sleep is ridiculous. My cat cries like bricked over windows of the checkmate, its once neon black pawn, and tell me, you, needed non-you, why do I believe there's a fix, a language cracked just enough to promise, a muscle that could enter deep enough to absolve me of all this doubt. Every night from bed, I watch the yellow spoon of light spill from the tenement's third-story windows, where someone is always awake. Left hand cups right ribcage. Bright gasp. Wind troubles the slash like a quill pen dreaming a map of Atlantis. I know how to hold my wound from watching movies about war. Tongues and catgut, wound, deep whiskey, you and I. Our harmonies gorgeous enough to steal children from beds, and upon return they are no longer children. Purpled, a tunneled scene, the ceiling, that drunk still. Left hand cups right ribcage, below pale breasts your mouth worries until bodies become body, body and a wound. Wound, a blackout letter scrawled to my last lover. Wound crusts, kicks, burns mornings, and you remain untroubled. Purpled, a tunneled scene in which we walk, exit the subway together, then you walk 20 feet ahead to the class you teach, to which I come late with spiked coffee and a stone in my throat. I am the haystack, stillness the needle, itching and like sanity, I cannot place it. Against the razor, skin whistled open like a zipper. Like a soldier of the cinema, I hold myself, face smeared artfully with dirt and ash in a foreign land, believing I will die here. Wound beats back heavy heat through sweaters into my palm. You did this, you did this, you did this.
It's the poetry of Sophie Klar. Thank you so much for being here, Sophie.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Prosody, WYEP's weekly show featuring the work of poets and writers. Writers appearing on Prosody also have their work showcased in Chapter and Verse, a bi-weekly feature in Pittsburgh City Paper, the arts entertainment news weekly published every Wednesday. Prosody is produced by Jan Beatty and Ellen Wadey. Our sound engineers are Michelle Stoner and Lisa Alexander. Please tune in at our new time every Wednesday night at 7:30 for Prosody 91.3 WYEP.